Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Yes'm.
All right, welcome Cam Harris of Collude.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good, good. Now, thank you for joining us on our weekly guest selection feature. It's a good opportunity for us to get someone in who's doing cool shit around town.
And John, you've
chucked on a new club night called Local.
At Locali, yeah. So racked my brain for about 3 days, constantly trying to come up with a cool name that kind of like said local artists. And it was like, okay. 3 days. It was a lot of research done there.
But what were some of the failed?
I don't want to talk about it.
Locati.
Now, it's a techno and house night.
It is. It's all about the house and techno, kind of like, you know, the whole world's been reset. It's like, you know, Collude was doing a lot of internationals, like one or two a month and sometimes three at one event. And it's kind of like COVID coming in has really obviously put a damper on things there with international guests coming around. And I was like, well, it's a good time for local artists to kind of get heard, because I have to say, New Zealanders as a whole are kind of a little bit bad at supporting local house and techno artists. Like, there could be a little bit more there. I mean, it's not like other scenes that are flourishing, like drum and bass, for example. You put State of Mind on, it's like sold out in a day. Yeah.
John loves drum and bass.
Love drum and bass.
I come from definitely more of a house background, so.
Yeah.
You're talking to me.
Hi, I'm listening.
And so I thought it'd be great if you sort of painted a picture for us of what the evening sort of entails. And we've asked you to pick a couple of tracks just so people can sort of get their head around what one of these nights might be like. What would you like to kick things off with?
Well, obviously, you know, House Nintendo, I would just say 4x4. It's a large umbrella of different subgenres and pockets and stuff there. So I've kind of picked out a few to kind of encapsulate what people can kind of expect if they were to come along. Yeah, obviously so it's a monthly thing that with Neck of the Woods, and so trying to kind of change it up each time so it's never the same thing. And it's,
how many artists roughly on the bill each time?
Okay, so we only put on three artists each time, not like some other people that might choose to put more on, because it's kind of like 2 hours.
So they can
like
lean into a set.
Well, it's kind of 2 hours is only a short time to take someone on a journey, and if you go even shorter than that, kind of like they're only starting when they're getting off.
Have you come along with like the when's the next one? Is it the first one coming up? Or
So we had the first one a couple of weekends ago now.
Okay. Have you given us like a list of artists that are playing in the next one?
Yes. But so we've got.
What should we start with?
So we've got the next one on the 22nd of August. And we've got two relatively new DJs playing in that one. So we've got Becky and we've got Andrew Harley. And then we've got an established recording artist, Nilla, who's doing rather large things in Europe, getting supports from people like Hidden Catania and Sasha sort of thing.
Yo, okay.
He's going to be playing back-to-back with Triggs, which is a friend of his, and they've been writing a few tracks together and stuff. So I was like, they don't often get to play out, so I was like, this is the perfect opportunity for them.
Hard.
Sweet.
So is that this Tevatron?
Is that Tevatron?
What should we play?
What do you want to hear? Which one of these?
We got Adana Twins, Carlo.
Yeah. So let's start off with the My Origins one. This is a track that kind of encapsulates the house music sort of stuff that we got going on there. It's also one that I Shazammed from Honey Dijon when I was recently in Brazil at Time Warp. So, yeah, it's a great tune.
We'll be right back.
We'll just chinwag over this My Origins Part 2 spatial mix.
So spatial.
By Tevatron, everyone.
Cam Harris from Collude and Locali.
Yes, well done.
Is in studio. guest selecting some music that sort of represents the goings on and the music that you might encounter at your new techno and house night.
Yes, yep. So we're going to progress things up.
Is that typical of the evening? Start kind of a little bit groovy and then get a little bit harder?
Well, the first one that was on a couple of weeks ago, it was like 190 people inside by 11:20, which is almost kind of unheard of. Generally, people like to preload, I guess, and then turn it rock up later on. But yeah, there's 190 people in there, and it started off with some nice kind of progressive melodic house type numbers from Nathan Ward, a nice DJ that we always get to kind of jump on the bandwagon. And then we had Hey Lady from Wellington, and she kind of stepped it up a bit more, kind of still melodic, but like a little bit more driving. And then, of course, since I've just come back from Brazil, I just stepped it up another notch at the end and just played hard techno.
What's the vibe with Adana Twins, this next one?
Adana Twins, so it's more of a melodic number, and I put this one on because that's kind of more focused on what you can expect for the majority of the night and the next one on the 22nd of August.
Okay.
Skadoosh.
Check it out.
Beeper Bosom.
Okay. BSM. This is Brant Bjork, and you're listening to 95 BSM.
Hey, Cam Harris, quick question.
Yep.
Now, New Zealanders love their drum and bass.
Yes, they do.
I feel like house and techno has got more of a summery vibe, though, than drum and bass. How does it go at the summer sort of festival circuit?
We were just talking off air before about our own festival, which is called Sonoris, that we've had up in Matakana for the last 3 years. Mm.
We're in Matakana at the little...
It was at Matakana Country Park.
Oh, so yeah, that's a good spot,
we'd share the spot with, like, you know, Fat Freddy's. We've played up there a few
guys,
times.
Guys, I've never been there. I can't relate.
Just pretend.
Okay, cool.
And it's just second to none, the vibe that you get out there. Like, everybody's in good spirits, really friendly people. And, of course, the music is just spot on.
We've had some advice come by the text machine.
Yep.
Apparently, it's a good idea. Once this is done loading, let's take small bits of everything and see what happens. And then in capitals, trip. Thank you very much for that text. We appreciate your feedback.
What happens?
See what happens. Do that with your friends, though. That's my advice. Make sure you got a good support crew.
You can always take more. You can never take less.
Yeah, that's really good.
Tell me that now. Fuck. Where to now? What's the vibe?
Yeah, so also in terms of house and techno, there was Beacon Festival for the first time this year as well. That was really, really good. I had to leave early because I was playing, but I mean, it was so
awesome.
Was
it like a party all around that part of Ko-Fi, that weird house with the mountain?
Yes,
the cook in it?
Actually, yeah. What is that house all about, eh?
It's art, dog. It's fucking art.
Could you go inside at the
Who
festival?
Cares? It cost $1 million.
It was inside the festival zone, and there was actually people going inside and checking it out. So, I don't know, there was a nice deck, I think, there up the top. You could go and stand over the water.
Hopefully you got peed on a couple times. Shall we get into this Carlo, Leo, John Rundell? What's the vibe here?
Okay, so stepping it up a little bit, trying to encapsulate kind of like the whole thing with Locali into, you know, three or four tracks. But so this is one that was released on Friends of Mine Pampot's label, Second State. And they actually, it was one of my favorite tracks from their set at Awakenings 2019. And I thought it would be the perfect track to kind of show how we step things up later on the night sometimes.
Sweet.
It's called Parallax.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Shout out to the texter that's just chucked out a fuck yeah, boy. We are joined in studio. Our guest lecturer is Cam Harris.
Hello.
And he's just giving us a little rundown of his club night, which is called
Locali,
which is
at Neck of the Woods.
When?
When the next one's on the 22nd of August. It's free entry between 10 and 11 p.m.
I like that as well. That's a good vibe because it gets people in the door, and if you're just sifting around, you can sort of bunker down, buy a drink, and
get a stamp. You know, if
there, there's a little cheat code to the evening if you want. You know what I mean?
You can always come back later. You know, go back home, have a nap if that's your thing, and come back out. You know, rejuvenated.
Right on.
Carlson Techno, I feel like, is a lot more approachable for having like a good old dance too.
Absolutely.
You know, nothing against drum and bass. I love your drum and bass. But I mean, house and techno just put more like
you changed,
cruising.
Man.
Yep, you're absolutely.
Like, you're like fucking R.I.P. drum and bass. I hate you. Go back to Christchurch, drum and bass.
Now the last song we've queued up is one of yours. Do you want to tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, so segueing back into Pampot, it was actually an artist that we had here just before the lockdown came in. So I had plenty of time to shove my music in his face, and turns out he really liked it, and. He actually signed an EP from myself and Khalil, and this is one of the tracks from, it's probably my favorite one from the EP.
And so
I was in Brazil and came back just at the end of November, just before the lockdown came in. But over like 8 months there, I spent a number of Uber visits over to his house, where his studio was, and we came up with three tracks, and yeah, this is one of them.
Disorder. Hey, thanks, bro. We could probably actually do a little sign off right now.
Yeah, we've
thanks. Thanks for coming in. So, how many of these club nights you got coming up?
So I've just been speaking with Nick of the Woods again today. He's doing his famous date shuffling.
Yeah, right on.
But we're looking at doing it once a month.
Nice.
It's going to be different each month, so never expect the same thing. But if you like house and techno and you trust Collude, like many already do, come along and have a good time.
Sweet, brother.
Thank you, Cam.
Man.
Mont, I took a meatloaf out of the freezer.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.